is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you scatwagons! Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. We got some weekend vibes, of course, through the veins right now, and a lot of playoff action getting underway under the primetime lights, the NBA, the NHL, and we got a full slate of Major League Baseball games. So let's go ahead and hop aboard the honk honk plus bus, Lundy. Looking at slate tonight, or maybe you got some kind of future in some of the action over the weekend. What is your favorite longer odds offering at the various sports books? Plus 100 or greater. Enlighten me, mi amigo.
Shall we go to the Bay, Brad? Let's do that. Let's go to San Francisco. And speaking of Cisco, Francisco Lindor.
Hell yeah.
So this is relatively small. I know sometimes you like to team huevos, all of this crap, and go big balls on it, but I don't want to know why your balls are purple. First of all, total bases, over one and a half total bases. You can get that plus 125 right now at DraftKings. I'm also going to sprinkle a half unit. Look at you writing that stuff down already.
Already got it right there. I'm with you, man.
So like him for the total bases at plus 125. You get that over at DraftKings. But I'll also tell you, I got a half unit dropped on a home run for Mr. Lindor, which, by the way, you can snag as of tape time. Oh, makes me so happy. Plus 700.
That moves objects down south. I can tell you that right now. I mean, why are we all in Francisco Lindor? It's all about the history card against Anthony Desclafani of the Giants. He's toeing the rubber. He's 8-for-15 lifetime, 4 extra base hits. And of those 4 extra base knocks, 3 are long balls. So that is a cool 1,733 career OPS against Desclafani. If you're just looking at total bases, again, Lundy's got that, plus 120, 125, whatever it is, at DraftKings. It should be plus money because he's actually done this in 6 of his last 8 games. In fact, if you tailed me on the late night tip last night, I also had the over on Francisco total bases last night. He did it in the final at bat with a double off the wall. So Lindor gonna maybe make you some loonies here in the process. All right, Lundy, my favorite plus bus wager. You know, I have been seduced by the juice, of course, and also by the strikeout props. And there are a pair of guys that are heavy contenders to swing and a miss tonight. One is a player that you know and love, a man who is a big fan of the outfield's your love, which means he's also a big fan of mine. Simply because of that, there he is. He's very sexy with a beard. That is none other than Charlie Blackman of the Rockies. But he is not going to be a cover boy tonight in his matchup. I think he does have a strikeout against Aaron Nola, Philadelphia Phillies. Now, he's got a great history against Nola. He's 8-for-15 lifetime with 4 extra base hits against him. Lundy, he also has 7 strikeouts. So I think he's a guy that is very prone to drawing a K, and he has consistently been striking out here of late. I think he's done it like 4 of his last 6 games. So I like Blackman to get a strikeout, and then give me Starling Marte also for a strikeout. He's done it in 3 of his last 6, again, taking on Anthony Desclafani. And unlike Francisco Lindor, not exactly a great history against that hurler of the Giants. He is 3-for-23 with 6 strikeouts in his career. So Charlie Blackman, Chuck Nasty, get a strikeout. Starling Marte also get a strikeout. That's cool. Plus 139 at DraftKings Sportsbook with our plus bus still rolling down the hill. Let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, more plus money wagers, definitely top of mind for me. It's really one of the only ways I approach my Major League Baseball wagers. Lundy, I don't know if you've checked out my old spreadsheet, but it's like 98.9% of the picks that I make are in the plus range. And here's another one at Even Steven Cash. It is the show, and he is going to allow his betters to have a standing O, because they're going to appreciate the scintillating performance. So Shohei Ohtani, 6+ strikeouts tonight. And give me the Angels on the run line, a traditional -1.5 against the Puppers, not the Royals of Kansas City, +100 at BetMGM. Shohei this season, 11.57 K per nine in 4 starts. He's gone 10 strikeouts, 8 strikeouts, 6. So just barely getting this reduced total in 3 in his last outing. But that was rain soaked. It was shortened there in Boston on Patriots Day. He's got a pretty sterling 28.2 call plus swinging strike rate and a 0.75 career ERA against the Royals, who right now are top 5 overall in Major League Baseball in strikeout percentage. And not only that, too, you look at Kansas City on the run line, they are 5-14 ATS. Yikes. They barely won a couple of baseball games this year. So to recap on this OGP, maybe come with me on this one, Lundy. Shohei Ohtani, konnichiwa, 6+ strikeouts, and the LA Angels on the run line, -1.5, meaning they're going to win by 2 or more runs. Both those events occur, +100 at BetMGM. What do you say, amigo?
Not a bad play. I always get nervous on the run line. You know, something weird happens late in the
Believers.
Game. But I will actually, I want to throw this out there as a way to maybe get a little juicy, juicier, shall we say, on your odds. Over the course of the last 2 games, Ohtani is 0-7 at the plate. I think he's due for a hit. I might be tempted to throw just a hit into this OGP and bump those odds up a little bit. I'm going to play the law of averages. You're not going to see Shohei go, 0-7 very often. He's going to sneak something in there at the plate. So I also wouldn't mind the idea of throwing an extra leg in on this OGP for a hit, just because he went cold down the stretch in those last 2 games in the Bronx. The first game he was 1-3, but then, like I said, he's gone 0-4, 0-3 in the last 2 games. So I'm just looking for him to get going against Kansas City. I think he can do that. So I think I might actually add a leg to your OGP here.
All right, on this OGP, darn right, I can't wait to show my O face.
Number 4.
Let your mind wander on that. Numero Quattro here on the Fade 5. Lundy shaking his head because that was a bit of a stretch and a bit ridiculous, but that's me. What is not ridiculous is wagering on singles. And one of these days, I'm going to have Lundy actually tail me on one of these wagers. He doesn't like to specify what kind of hit it is unless it's a home run at like +700 odds, as he's already emphasized there at the top. But I love the former Colorado Rocky DJ LeMahieu in the over and a half a single against the Toronto Blue Jays. Best odds in the business right now, -121 at Bet Rivers. LeMahieu, of course, plays for the New York Yankees. Not exactly a Bronx bomber, so to speak, but he finds a lot of green pasture, and I think he's going to do exactly that against one of my favorite names in all of professional sports, Yusei Kikuchi. And he's going to lay a little smoochy on the baseball and find a one bag as a result. He has 7-19 lifetime against Kikuchi. And of those 7 hits, 5 are of the first base, the single variety. Kikuchi this season has given up a 4.70 ERA and 15 1/3 innings pitched, along with 16 hits and a whopping 48.8%. hard hit rate. He has been bludgeoned, to say the least. I know LeMahieu is 1-10 this season against southpaws, but that's uncharacteristic of him. Last year, he had .285 against lefties over the course of the entire season. So to recap, DJ LeMahieu over, I just seen a single against the Toronto Blue Jays, -121 at Bet Rivers. Lundy, fade or follow? He's speechless.
I am speechless. I also was pressing the wrong button.
Because I muted
myself because of my sinuses this morning. I didn't want to be breathing in your ear while you were discussing DJ and his lovely hitting prowess. Okay, fine. I'll roll with you on this. You watch. The one time I finally agree with you on this stupid singles thing that you like to do, like you're out there on Tinder. I'm going to follow on this one, which means we're probably screwed because I'm actually going along with you this time. I'm going to have some fun.
Lundy, just swipe right and thank me later.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the Fate Five. Let's go to the NBA playoffs, shall we? And let's talk about the Denver Nuggets up 2-0 right now against the Timberwolves series heading back to Minneapolis tonight. And I am taking the under on Jamal Murray in 10.5 assists and rebounds combined at -110 right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at what Murray's done this series. Went over once. He had 16 combined in game numero uno, game numero dos. He had just 8 in total. And in the two regular season matchups against the T-Wolves, he went 6 and 7 combined assists and rebounds. So he's been under this number in 3 of 4 games against Minnesota. You look at Minnesota in the regular season, they allowed the 6 most rebounds per game and the 6 most assists per game. So really the statistical evidence is there for Lundy to, you know, easily fade me on this. But I think Jamal Murray, the Nuggets may get the win and may go 3-0 and virtually slam the door, kick down the door in this series. But I think Jamal will not be a juggernaut and assists and rebounds. So, again, I'm under on 10.5, -110 at DraftKings. Lundy, yeah, just go ahead and fade me.
Actually, I am going to fade you. I bet him on this total in game one, and it hit. I doubled down in game two. It did not hit because he was too busy scoring to dish the rock.
Right.
So we were missing out on our opportunities for us to be able to pull down some assists. He did finish in game two with 5 of them, didn't grab 3 boards. Look, playoff Jamal hustles. There's always playoff versions of players that are out there, and playoff Jamal, everybody remembers his performance in the bubble, but playoff Jamal hustles for this team. And so the fact that he crushed this number in game one, he had 16 combined, finished with 8 in game two. I think he bounces back and winds up going to the over on this one again. So I am going to fade you. I think he hits the over because I think they are going to need the hustle stats if they want to put the nail in the coffin for the T-Wolves. I think the T-Wolves are toast no matter what, whether they win tonight or not. Just this Denver team is playing really well against them and playing like the one seed. But I got to fade you on this one, in part because I've already bet it in games one and two for the over. I might as well do it a third time.
Oh, you know what I'm going to do? Fade the living daylights out of Nate Lundy.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade Five, and maybe this is a kumbaya moment here on the podcast. Donovan Mitchell, and I'm still shocked that this thing has barely budged. It was at 4.5 in game number one. It's up to 5.5 on assists against the New York Knicks, and of course I'm taking the over. And it's not overly juicy, -130 at BetMGM. You look at what the Spider-Man has done, and he has cast quite the web in the assists prop category. He's gone 8 assists, 13 assists, and then in the regular season, 5, 8, 5, and 12 assists. So you tally it all up against the Knicks this year. He has been over the summer in 4 of 6 matchups. Now, New York has allowed the 6 fewest assists per game here in the postseason, giving up 23 flat in that category. And in the regular season, they allowed the 13th fewest assists per game. But the Spider-Man has been quite the superhero. Showing that Spidey sense and finding open lanes, getting the ball to the cutter, and that player then finishing for him, and he acquires the much-needed assist in the end. So I think he's going to get at least a half dozen of those tonight. Fade or follow, Lundy. Donovan Mitchell over 5.5 assists in New York, -130 at BetMGM.
The reason I like this one is because of the opportunity. He has 83 minutes on the court in the first two games. He logged 44 and 39. He's constantly out there. And so it's the same kind of thing that I look at sometimes with my hockey player props, especially the defensemen that I like, guys like Cale Makar, guys like Vince Dunn, et cetera, is because they're on the ice. And when you're on the ice, you got a chance to be able to get an assist, get a point, get a goal, whatever it is. Same kind of thing here with Donovan. I think he gets underrated as a as an assist guy. And the fact that he's out there on the court as much as he is, there's plenty of opportunity for him to hit the over in this. So I agree with you. It sucks that it's juiced up, that it's at the minus 130, but I love this play by itself. I also love, if you are going to do an OGP in this game, make sure Donovan's assist is one of the legs that you do in this matchup between the Cavs and the Knicks.
Unselfish Spider-Man. Ooh, I'm tingly.
Number one.
All right, numero uno on the Fade 5 podcast today. We're going to stay in this Knicks and Cavaliers matchup in game numero tres. I cannot believe how high the juice is on this. And yeah, I'm working the shoulders, baby. I'm getting seduced by that juice. And by the way, shout out to the Blind Pig Brewery in Champaign, Illinois, my hometown. They have been brewing a Seduced by the Juice beer in honor of that name that I coined on Live and Line. They said, oh, that's an awesome name for a sour IPA. And they made one, and the label is spectacular. I've tasted it. Also spectacular. If you like the sour brews and you're in Central Illinois, I don't know why you would be, but if you happen to be rolling through here, by all means, check out the Blind Pig Brewery in downtown Champaign and order yourself a Seduced by the Juice. Fresh off the assembly line just a couple of weeks ago. The guy that's going to be printing money off the assembly line tonight is Jalen Brunson. I'm taking the over 1.5 steals plus blocks against Cleveland. And you see the juicer on your screen. Oh, yeah, work those shoulders again. Plus 175 at DraftKings Sportsbook. No way in hell he's going to get a block. I will fully admit that. If he does, then this is probably going to double up on this number. But I think he gets not one, but at least two steals in this game, which he has done in the first couple of matchups. Game one, two steals. Game number two, he had four in total. Now, in the regular season against Cleveland, 0-1-1-3. So in total, he's been over this number three times. He's been under this number three times. But you look at Cleveland, they have really struggled coughing up the rock in the postseason, allowing 12.5 opponent steals per game. And though they've given up the third fewest blocks per game, and you look at the regular season, that's a far departure because they only allowed the 11th fewest steals per game, though they allowed the 13th most blocks per game. So the script is kind of flipped a little bit on them, but still Jalen Brunson going to have those E Honda Street Fighter active hands in this one. I think he gets a couple of steals. If that occurs, Lundy, ooh, baby. That Seduced by the Juice brew is going to taste oh so damn good at plus 175 at DraftKings. So fade or follow Jalen Brunson over 1.5 steals plus blocks in C-Town. What do you say?
I drink so much beer. How do I not have a beer named after something associated with me? Why are you the one with the why?
I don't know. I drank nothing but tequila last night. It was a tequila Thursday, after all, and I had a lot of Suavecito in the arsenal.
It's just it's rude, is what it is, Brad. It's just rude. I'm bitter. Can you tell? No, look, I'm going to roll with this one because it's plus 175. That's legitimately why. He could wind up finishing with one. We wind up missing out. But the opportunity for this at a 175 return is too good to pass up right now. That honestly, that's the reason why I would follow you on this one. It is actually all about the juice in this one.
Oh, it's just too damn enticing. Much like bonus time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Lundy, serve up some additional offerings for me on this Friday night, please.
As always, Brad talks about it at the end of every podcast. I'll mention it now. Make sure you're checking out our spreadsheets. Get the picks there, especially since right now during the playoff time and during baseball season, we're only doing the pod twice a week. So make sure you're checking out the spreadsheet. If you have been and you've been following my hockey picks, we are 7-2 this week, up 5.5 units. And in fact, the two happened last night. Sons of bitches, Jonathan Marcius. Never mind. I could go on and on. Thank God the Avs won. Otherwise, my mood would be a whole lot worse than it is today. So I've got a fun play for you. A couple of them that I like tonight on the ice. I mention this every time this happens. When I see an over under total in the NHL that is 5, I'm sorry, I can't resist it. I don't even give a shit who's playing. I have to take the over when it sits there at 5. So Carolina and the Islanders tonight, this thing could honestly be 2-2 and go to overtime and we wind up with a push, but I cannot resist the fact that the total in the game is sitting at 5. So at DK, I'm going to play the over there at a minus 135. Another over that I like, the Bruins and the Panthers. They will now transfer down to America's Wang and play this one tied 1-1 after the Panthers embarrassed Boston in game 2. Give me the over in that one as well. That one at 6, a flat 6 at a minus 120 on the juice there. By the way, I said this on the television show yesterday. I'm going to say it again. If you are the Florida Panthers, the end of that game, the Panthers started chirping a little bit over at Boston. I wouldn't do that to the best team in the NHL that is breaking records with how badly they beat everybody this year. I'd keep my damn mouth shut if I were the Florida Panthers. I know they couldn't resist because they really did bare bottom spank them on Wednesday night, but like Mutombo,
oh no, not today.
I would not be doing that if I were you, Florida. So anyway, take the over. By the way, I also like Boston just straight on the money line tonight. They only lost 2 games in a row twice this season. That was it. So I do like money line. They're sitting there at a minus 155. I would probably parlay it together with something else. Speaking of parlays, in each of the early games today, so 7 and 7:30 Eastern time respectively, give me Brent Burns to have a point. Yes, Mr. Burns. Give me him to have a point. Give me Carter Verghese as well to have a point. If we put those two together, plus 198 over at DraftKings Sportsbook for this evening. And then one of my favorites in the NBA, and I actually locked this in yesterday because I was so pleased with what I saw out of the overall odds. Give me Jason Tatum to have a double-double this evening. Give me Rudy Gobert to have a double-double. Locking both of those in individually, but then for S's and G's, I decided to parlay the two of them together at plus 220 for them to have a double-double. So again, I like them individually, Rudy Gobert to have a double-double, Jason Tatum to have a double-double, but then, like I said, I smashed the two of them together in a parlay, sprinkled a bet on that as well at over 200 odds. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Central Illinois.
Oh, let's go right ahead here and work in the Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day, SGP style. And Lundy, I was extremely disappointed. In fact, I think the Philadelphia Phillies should be expelled from Major League Baseball because they didn't even score a single damn run against the dungeon dwellers that are the Colorado Pebbles. Like, I did not understand that. I watched most of the game last night, going back and forth between that and the Cubs matchup. And the Cubs, of course, blew the 8th when they gave up a grand salami against the Dodgers, but I think redemption is in order tonight, and maybe this is just me sickly tailing the loss from last night. Yeah, I am actually, but I like this SGP. Give me the Phillies on the money line. Give me the Phillies to score at least 3 runs. Just triple up what you did last night, please. Give me KB Chris Bryant to get a hit, and then give me Aaron Nola to strike out at least 5, and you see the juice there, plus 165. Work those shoulders there at DraftKings. Give you some background. Colorado still 6-14 straight up this season. I know the Phillies have underachieved this year, but they're going up against Noah Davis. Now, Davis has yet to give up an earned run. He's got a 0.00 ERA for Colorado, but you look at the XFIP, it's 4+. So a correction is on the immediate horizon, and you know Philly's got the boppers to take advantage with Trey Turner and Kyle Schwarber. And Baum, I mean, they've got a number of guys that can swing for the fences. They got to wake up, and I think it happens tonight. The Phillies have scored at least three runs in three of their last five games. Look at KB, 4-for-13 lifetime against Aaron Nola, hitting right around 300 on the season. And then looking at Nola's Ks, you're taking advantage of the fact that the Rockies, Matt Strom had 11 strikeouts last night. The Rockies now inside the top 10 this season in overall strikeout percentage. Nola's gone 4-5-6-4 strikeouts so far in his turns of the rotation. So he's been over in a couple and under in a couple, but he should cruise past this number tonight. So to recap, Philadelphia money line. Philadelphia 3+ runs. Chris Bryant, the one silver lining for Colorado to get a hit. And Aaron Nola, 5+ strikeouts, a cool +165 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, elsewhere, let's go back to Major League Baseball. I'm also on Lindor over total bases with Lundy. I grabbed it, unfortunately, at like +120. I got a +110 juice. I don't understand why the juice is even climbing. Again, the history is ridiculous against Anthony Desclafani. And he should be able to take advantage of the fact he's got at least two total bags in six of his last eight. So I'm tailing him on that. I've got another SGP/OGP, the Tampa Bay Rays. I love them tonight to win straight up. So give me them on the money line. Give me the Rays 3+ runs scored. And Randy Arozarena to register a hit against the Southsiders of Chicago, the White Sox. Calvin, is he a Faucher? Is it Faucher? I think it's Faucher. But F-A-U-C-H-E-R could be Faucher. I don't know.
I've got nipples, Faucher.
going against Kopech. Kopech's been just repeatedly blasted so far this season. And we know how white hot the Rays have been. Number one in all Major League Baseball in total runs scored. So again, Tampa money line, Tampa 3+ runs, and Randy Arozarena to get a hit. He's 1-for-2 lifetime. He's only faced Kopech a couple of times, but he has done this, I believe, in 9 of his last 10 games. I like Eugenio Suarez for RBI. Just one. Not going to run against St. Louis. He's going against Steven Matz, a guy that mashes left-handers. 4-for-11 this season against LHPs. And against Matz in his career, 3-for-6 with a double. And Matt's on the season, 6.48 ERA and a 49% hard hit percentage he has allowed. Suarez got 13 RBIs, making 14. He'll knock in a run on the late night tip tonight. And then finally, back in the NBA, I like the over on Marcus Smart. 9.5 assists plus rebounds, and that is at -110 right now at BetMGM. He's done this in back-to-back games. In this series against the ATL, he had 14 in game one, 11 in game two. Yeah, he only had 7 in the low matchup of the regular season, so he's been over this in 2 of his last 3, but the Hawks don't play any damn defense. They don't block anybody out. They've allowed the most rebounds per game of the postseason at 51, and they have also given up the 4th most assists per game of the postseason at 26.5, and that's really consistent, congruent with what they allowed in the NBA regular season. So I think it's a brainy decision to go with the over on Marcus Smart, 9.5 assists plus rebounds, -110 there at BetMGM. All right, we are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Please drop us a rating and a review, por favor. Help us out, would you kindly, at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the Twitter while it still exists. Check out Lundy at Nate Lundy. Myself at Noisy Huevos. All of our free spreadsheet picks there. For Nate Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Have a splendid weekend. And as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.